Welcome to the show. I'm sitting here together with Galef Roth. Welcome to the show, Galef.
Thank you.
You are a dental technician?
Yes, I'm a dental technician.
So tell us something about you.
So I'm a dental technician. In the past, I worked for GC as a trainee for initial ceramics and sometimes for Gradia. Then I become more and more and more digital. I work actually now for maybe 10 or 12 years fully digital.
Yeah, actually that's an interesting story. How did you start with your digital lab workflow?
So actually I started because I'm sitting in the lab and thinking about... No, I started and sent models to other companies or to other milling centers in the past and want to have some copings or bridges, and I get them. And I saw sometimes it took a long time to get the bridge back and I have to layer it. I have only one day for layering. I said, it must be possible to get the work faster or to get an actual and good workflow. And sometimes I get some bad results. They are looking like you want to have it in a color like A3 and it looks in some parts like A4 and some parts like A1. And I have to say, no, I can't layer it or I can't work on bridges and crowns like that. And then I'm thinking to buy a milling machine. And that at that time there was only one company who has a small milling machine because we are a small lab. And I bought it. But I was, it was only a three-axis machine and I was limited because they have only small blocks. And then I searched for new machines and then I bought a five-axis machine. And I'm free to mill everything what I want to, but only no metals, only the soft materials. And then, it starts to become more digital. So at the first I want to mill for my own lab. And then the other colleagues asked me, is it possible for me to work or to get some crowns from you? And I said, maybe, yes. So actually, I become more like 50% in dental labor and 15% more, milling center or something you would call it. I have a lot of small labs, their colleagues. They sent me some data, or most of them, they sent me the models, and I create for them the work. And so it started. I come to GC because the boss of GC asked me. They have a new scanner. It's about 8 years or 7 years ago. I go to Leuven and visit them and have a look at them. And they have some special features because they have some scan flex. It's actually in scan body, but it works. I say as a GPS system and a scanner. If you put it on the model, the GPS knows where the implant is placed. And it's also like a scanner. If you buy something in the supermarket, he knows from which company and which size the implant is. And that I found very interesting because if you work with scan bodies, you are matching and there's a failure about 10 or 20 microns by matching scan bodies. And if you do it in that way, GC do it, there's no matching. You have the precision of the scanner. And that is maybe 5 or 6 microns failures. And that was for me very interesting to work with that kind of scan flex and with the scanner. So we started with that. Then we do something more with antagonist holders and something like that. And actually now we have, I'm now here at the IDS 2019 and we have a new scanner one. It works well, it's nice, it's fast. Became more some other things we have some, it's only a prototype. We can put 3 dots on the model. You have maybe one on the upper and one on the lower jaw, and you can scan it, and you don't have to make an overview scan because the scanner, if you scan the upper and you scan the lower jaw, he also scans the points or the dots and match it together. So we align the upper and the lower jaw. That's one feature new for GC. Also, we do what we do is hybrid scan. If we have a model we have no single dies and you can't see the margin line correct, it is possible you scan the model, you have no correct margin line, you can scan the impression. And then you put the impression, the margin line from the impression, we match it together with a gypsum model, and then you have a perfect margin line. That's one of the features. And also the scanner, yeah, I have a 5 megapixel camera. It's more quality like other scanners on the market. So that's the story. I worked around with GC company and yeah, do my digital workflow, and it became more and more and more. So actually they are standing a prototype for 3D printing. I think that will be, yeah, will be become on the market more and more interesting, because if we have more doctors, they will scan with an intraoral scanner. We must have in the lab a digital 3D printer. And so I think that will be the future, or that will be the way in the next maybe 5-3 years. And then, yeah, we will see how it works and how it will go. If we have the materials for the 3D printing, maybe we can print in 3 or 5 or 10 years in multi-layer. Sure. Then it will become more interesting for the dental technicians to print multi-layers. And then I think milling will become much lower interesting.
Do you think the multi-layer printing will still take up to 10 years?
I don't know. I think actually we can print only provisional material. So first, the first step is done. We can print something and put it in the mouth, but no, only for temporary. Mm. So I think the next step will be to have a material to stay in the mouth for a longer time. And then, yeah, we need the printers which can layer 2 or 3 or 5 materials. And I think that will be take maybe 5 or 6 or 10 years. Because there's no actually no 3D printer on the dental market. I know it because there are some big, yeah, other exhibitions. There are 3D printers standing, but they cost about 500,000 euros or 1 million. And I think we don't discuss about that.
No, because I mean, it's just like, just from my point of view, we have different colored composites on the markets in every kind of viscosity. I could imagine that since the colors are there, maybe we even have like further future scanner will have a spectrometer inside to pick up the right scan.
If I say that, I will, yeah. How to say it in an...
Okay, it might be very difficult to...
for a dental technician, if I say that, I will kill the job of a dental technician, because, yes, if we have an intraoral scanner who can match the color of the neighbor tooth, and we have a program which told me, yeah, you have to put on that place A3, you have to put there the enamel, you have to put there something like D3 or B3, yeah, I'm a dental technician who layers and who mills, and so there's printing, no layering, there's printing, no milling for me, and no layering, because yeah, then it's very easy job to make a photo and say, yeah, put it there and there. But I think, yes, it will come, but not in the next 10 years.
I mean, on the other hand, you've been working digitally for over 10 years, so you can kind of know that there will be really huge step suddenly. I mean, it's not like some new economy player will suddenly enter the market and disrupt it, since we also won't see a big disruption by all these Aligner companies who are starting up with their scan shops in Berlin, for example.
Yeah.
I even think we're not even a lot of cheaper.
No, I think the market, the dental market, or the market for dental technicians is changing actually, and will become other ways. Other, you have to do other works, like now actually you layer, but maybe you have a milling center or a printing center, or you will work with new materials like printing materials. I think it will change. You have to think digital in the dental technician time now actually. If you want to work maybe the next 10 years, you must have a scanner, because you will get more data, and you must think digital, because it will become normal. It's normal, like for us it's actually normally to layer a crown, but think about 10 years later, it's normal to print it in multicolor. Nobody will layer it, because it took a long time and it's too expensive to do that.
Yeah, when you also look at the mono blocks for Lisi, for example, where these are just a bit painted and that's it. So
they look nice if you have some monolithical things like Lizzie or Sarah Smart or whatever. Yeah, you paint it and it looks in the interior. It looks well. Don't do it in the front with a single crown. But actually, there are guys, they have an amalgam in their mouth. They have gold in the mouth. Nobody talk about the color of gold. If you have there a monochrome material which you can mill and paint, it's a good quality. Yes, it works. So I do it every time. And I think, yeah, if they will be possible to produce materials like maybe Sarah Smart in a multilayer or Lizzie blocks in multilayer, then it become more popular to mill it for crowns. And I think that will be the future, to have materials in multilayer for milling. Actually, they will become faster. I think that will be maybe 1 year, maybe a half year, maybe 2 years. But we will have more multilayer materials, like you see here at the exhibition, a lot of companies sell multilayer zirconia blanks. Mm. If I look backward 2 years back, there were still 3, 4, 5 companies who shows multilayer. Mm. Actually, everybody has multilayer zirconia. So I think it will come on the market more multilayer and more milling. And then if it becomes more popular, or the 3D printers are cheaper for multilayers, or material are available, nobody will mill, because it's the best way is to build a crown in an additive way. So I think in the future we all will mill, not more mill, we will all print if you have the materials like that. But actually now we have to work with Lizzie or with Sarah Smart, and we paint it, and I think they are good materials and we get a lot of good results.
I'm sometimes a bit surprised that dental technician likes the Sarah Smart.
No, it's for me, I like the Sarah Smart because I have a doctor, it's a girl, she worked with me a long time, and sorry that I said it, with blocks from another company, like the Emax blocks, and I do the work on the left side of the upper jaw in Empress. It's a long time ago. And then we make the right side, and I do it with Emax, because there are still not the materials existing from GC like Lizzie. And then she asked me, oh, what have you done on the right side with the material? Because the left side is not, it's not looking like the same. I said, yeah, one side is Emax and one side is Empress. He said, yeah, but the Empress looking nicer because there's like the chameleon effect more. You can't see that as an inlay. And actually we do every work like with Empress. And then I got the Sarah Smart blanks. And I said, oh, maybe we can do an inlay or a crown, short crown, with that kind of material. And I do something, I milled the inlay in Emax, in Empress, and I milled it in Sarah Smart. Give her both and say to her, look, that is ceramic and the other one is hybrid filled composite. You can glue it both like you do every time. You can choose what you want to have. Please try it. And she tried both, and she took the Sarah Smart. So actually they stay in the mouth about for 5 or 6 years, and it works very well because it's not so strong like the ceramic. The operation is nice and it works well, it fits well. We see the girl twice a year because I'm interested how the material works. And actually we went more and more and more in Sarah Smart, like those inlays or small crowns.
What do you mean with small crowns? Is it like an onlay crown?
Yeah, it's like an onlay crown. Or if you do some tabletops,
okay,
we do it with that. Yes, yes.
So that's interesting. And have you already tested the new Sarah Smart as well?
Yes, yes. I think they are. Yeah, it's an interesting material. It works as the same for for the milling machine it's the same.
So for the milling machine it doesn't matter.
No, sorry. You have to choose a little bit of parameters, how fast the burr goes through the block. But for a milling machine, it didn't ask you to mill Sarah Smart or Lizzy or something like that. You have to choose the right parameter and you will do it. But actually, yeah, you have to do some small finishing work to sometimes you polished it by hand. Then you can see the difference between the materials, or you have to layer it or to glaze it in the oven. And I think, yes, the new material is quite good or better than the old material. And it works too also. So I tried, we tested, but I can't say we have a patient with the new Sarah Smart blocks staying for 5 or 4 years because they are too new.
Yeah.
So maybe in 5 years, feel comfortable to ask me and can I show you results or can talk to you about
it. You also mentioned glazing.
The Sarah Smart block?
Yeah.
I do it by optic glaze color. Okay, we can discuss if it makes sense to glaze it in the... Yeah, occlusal part, yeah, for first it looks nice. And after 2 weeks or 2 months, there is no optic glaze still on the occlusion part because there's separation and there's no still optic glaze on the occlusal part. But it works. For me, you have to do something. You have to polish it or you have to glaze it with optic glaze. If you don't do it, you got more abrasion on the material.
Okay. But yeah. Would you recommend it on the occlusal side, for example, to just polish it?
Yeah, or it depends on... No, I think it's easier to polish it because you got the shining and the look that will stay for the time.
I mean, it's good to know for people who probably... I'm not using Sarah Smart so often, but you're recommending it just to polish it and...
Yeah, for me, because if you it looks nicer to put optic glaze on it. You can do some brown fissures, you can do some white spot or what you want, okay. But if you have a look at the end, at maybe at 2 months or 3 months, there will be no more brown fissure if the patient cleans the tooth by brushing the tooth, because there's an operation. And there are no more white spots on it and so no more dark fissures. So if you polished it and it looks like monochromically and you have a look at 2 months, you will see a dark fissure because there are some parts sitting in the fissure.
Mm.
Yeah. So it looks more naturally for me. But feel free to do it with optic glaze.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I mean, there's always a big argument, even in the posterior, do we need any characterizations or not? There won't be an easy answer for that as well.
Some guys, they have gold crowns inside, and you didn't see it. So maybe that's like for us dental technicians or for the doctors, we can see, what nice work we have done. Or for showing the patient, maybe also. It looks nicer to have it painted. If you have an intraoral camera, you can show it how the work is fitting and how the work looks like. Or he's self-looking by a mirror. And then she says, yeah, it looks like the neighbor tooth because there are dark fissures.
I like to always tint fissures when doing direct composite works.
Yes.
For that, people said, it's nice advice. And now they're rather saying, I don't see any difference because due to the depth of field you give it with this little paint tricks, it's getting more natural.
Yeah, for sure. But think about you are doing layering in different materials.
Mm.
We are doing milling, one monochromic block, and put the layering above. So you, we do glazing above.
Mm.
So if it is possible to have, if you do something like you only mill in base and then you can do it, but it's a lot of work.
Mm.
You do in base and you mill such an onlay and you erase the occlusal, then you can paint it, then you put new layerings, PMMAs above like Gradia or Gradia Plus. Yeah, it's possible. Mm. Look nice. And then it will work with the color for a long time or for every time. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. The possibilities are endless.
Yes.
But even like the cutback techniques in the anterior are very, very interesting.
Yeah.
And I could even think about dental application that will just match the tooth form for the anterior and just for a little bit adding it, that we cut back into early the incisal and add some
material,
some composite there.
Yeah.
Could be an option for maybe build-ups or existing crowns who need some fast replacing. Great, Galef.
It's nice.
This was a nice talk with you.
Thank you.
It was also about digital workflow.
Yeah, sorry about I'm too fast for the digital workflow.
That's okay.
Yeah.